overall, now 6-1 in Big Ten play. IU falls to 12-7, 4 up, 4 down in Big Ten play. What you got tonight on Butchie's Breakdown?
Well, I think it's going to start with Max Klusman when you look at where
you think?
It starts. A Badger high, 26 points. But for me, it was a three-point line. 10 of 21, 47% from three. I thought it was a big part of this game. When it got close, they were able to knock down some big threes. Max Klusman was able to knock down some big threes. I also thought, getting to the free throw line, 25 of 29, 86% to start the game. Transition defense, they only gave up 5 fast break points to IU. The post defense, more or less, I thought was good. Yes, Renew scored the basketball at a high clip. However, it was one of those where you could kind of see the defense collapse early on. Thought a lot of that came in garbage time. I say garbage time, but in that second half where Wisconsin was making some runs. So overall, a really good performance by Wisconsin, and it started with Max Klusman as far as what he did. But overall, they took care of the ball. They found each other. They shared it. They shot it well, and they got to the free throw line.
Badgers were 28 of 47 from the field. That's close to 60%, ladies and gentlemen. Butchie mentioned what they did from the three-point line and the free throw line. Indiana was really good, too, 54% from the floor, 28 out of 52. I mean, both of these teams made two-thirds of their shots in the second half. So, I mean, yeah, defensive lapses to be sure, but, you know, there's some shot-making going on in this game as well, most notably Renew for Indiana. Well, Mbako as well, for that matter. But, you know, Klusman had the 26, but, you know, they had three other guys in double figures tonight, too. So, to your point, I mean, you zero in on Max, and then someone else is going to be there to hurt you.
Well, if we're being honest, I thought the key of the game was when John Blackwell came in, gave you those 7 points, and kind of calmed down everybody.
Yep.
You know, I think obviously not having Ware in the game is a big part of what Indiana does. But I really thought that once they calmed down and John Blackwell came in the game, the rest of it kind of happened naturally. And Wisconsin was just deeper, too. We talked about the depth. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have 1, 2, 3, 4 guys, double figures like you talked, or 5 guys, excuse me, double figures like you talked about. You only really had 2 for Indiana. Obviously, Big Al gets in there with 10. But I just thought, it was one of those games where the flow of it was a little awkward, right? Like, you had a flagrant 2 in there. You know, you've had different things happen throughout it, and it stayed the course. Mm-hmm. It stayed the course for Wisconsin, which to me is an example of a good team. You're going to have these weird, funky games where it just – but you just – as long as each possession matters and each possession offensively, they've done that. And then again, we've talked a lot, but just – touching up some of that defensive stuff.
All right. Badgers a winner tonight, 91-79. Well, when we continue, we'll check out the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Back in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for lab-grown diamonds? Robert Hack Diamonds sells them at crazy prices. How about 2-carat total weight diamond studs for $999? Robert Hack Diamonds can get any size, shape, or clarity in natural or lab-grown diamonds. Don't buy until you call Robert Hack Diamonds. $999 for a pair of 2-carat diamond studs? Wow! Robert Hack Diamonds in both Greenfield and Brookfield.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. If you love walnuts, they've never tasted better than those baked in O&H Danish Bakery's Maple Walnut Kringle. O&H's blend of pure grade A Canadian maple syrup, cinnamon, and golden California walnuts is a fabulous filling. It's glazed and topped with toasted walnut pieces and drizzled with O&H's sweet icing. So be sure to pick one up this week. Enjoy oven fresh, scratch made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Arena, the Badgers sitting, Butchie, at 6-1, Purdue a game back at 5-2. Then you have Illinois and Northwestern at 4-2. We mentioned the Wildcats are in Lincoln tomorrow. Illinois has the home floor on Sunday against Rutgers, and it just seems like, and I want to put Northwestern in that group for now. Maybe those four, you know, three for sure with Illinois, the way it's been playing, even without Terrence Shannon. Purdue and obviously Wisconsin, and then maybe Northwestern is in that group right now. Because remember, this game was tied against Northwestern with 2 minutes and change to play.
I think Northwestern is in that group. Mm-hmm. I really do. Yep. And I think it's the point guard play of Bubui, the experience that he brings. I think they muck it up, and they're physical. So, yeah, I definitely think they're in that mix. There's no question about it.
And Iowa on the home floor, the Hawkeyes sitting 3-3. We were talking about it before the game. You got Purdue at your place. Badgers have two shots at Purdue. They'll play them here early February and then close the regular season at Mackey Arena. But that one could be a pretty fun one tomorrow, really interesting one with Iowa on the home floor.
Well, the thing with Iowa and Purdue is Iowa can outscore Purdue. Mm-hmm. You don't say a lot about a Purdue, you know, about this Purdue team, but Iowa can outscore them. Now, we know Iowa's not necessarily going to guard at a high level. However, we know they can score at a high level. So I think that's one of those, again, you know, you roll that dice out and see how that plays out a little bit. The Zach Edey thing, I think we look at Freeman down low for Iowa, a young freshman versus Zach Edey. Like, because Freeman's been so good for that Iowa team. To me, that's the, like, can Freeman stay out of foul trouble?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's been really good for that team. So that's the battle that I'll watch.
All right. Badgers win tonight over Indiana, 91-79. Coming up next, our call of the game as the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Gear up for your winter adventures with Gates Sportline Recreational Belts. The belts specifically designed for snowmobiles, RVs, and all-terrain vehicles. Gates Power Sports Belts are built for the cold. So stop by your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store today and ask our expert staff to help you. Choose top-quality Gates Power Sports Belts and conquer the cold this winter. Only from your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts stores. And thank you for shopping locally. Service is the difference. We get it.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Sean Cleary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay.
Zimmerville in the house, O'Shea.
Whoa, maybe we need to work on that. He is right though. Check us out at clearybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Cleary out.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers defeat Indiana here tonight, 91-79. Let's get to our call of the game. It feels like the Max Klesmet call of the game, the role that he's been on. The Badgers led by 13 at the half. Indiana got it to 7, And then Max Klesman put on a show, scoring 14 straight points for his team, assisting on another bucket. Here's part of that flurry from Mad Max.
59-44 Wisconsin with 13-12 remaining. Here comes Max to the line, down the lane, to the rim, up. Yes, sir! He cannot miss. He can do nothing wrong right now.
And he really single-handedly got this game back into control for Wisconsin here tonight. Butch, you had a great point, too, on one of the, I think, a crowd bucket inside where you had Max on that side of the floor, so you weren't going to leave him to be the second defender on Crowell, and then Stevie had single coverage and went to work.
Well, and that's what happens when you start making shots. Now, all of a sudden, the spacing on the floor gets so much wider and bigger, and that's now where Max is at. When we get a chance to talk with Coach Gard, Max Klesman is not a secret anymore, right? Like, they call him the glue guy.
Mm-hmm.
No. Scout Report's not going to say glue guy anymore. And I can guarantee you that. And I have a funny feeling that the national media, because this was a Friday night game, not a lot of games on, so all of college basketball, the national media was watching. I have a funny feeling that he's not going to be a secret anymore to the national media either for what he's done and how he's done it with this stretch.
Yeah, the Badgers are the only top 25 team in action here tonight. So one of those standalone games, so to speak. And it was, he's a glue guy who can score a lot. You know, he's still a glue guy, but he's a really good basketball scoring guy, too. And he can do so many things. And I thought it was, I talked to him yesterday, and did I take the ID, by the way? Is it too late? Yeah, we'll take one now. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
So anyway, about Max, talking to him yesterday, Butchie, and he had a comment after the Northwestern game last week, you know, when he scored 24 points, and he told the reporters, look, I don't care if I play not at all, barely. The main thing is winning the game. And if you don't know him, that just might sound like, well, this is the right thing to say, let me say it. But I think with him, it's genuine, because he's living the dream playing here. You know, his college career started at Wofford, and his second year was really good there. You know, had a good run at Wofford, scored 15 a game in his final year there. Certainly fit in very nicely here. Had games where they needed him to score, and he did. But as you said, he's got to be moving up on the scouting report. But he's just one of those guys that I think fans really take to, because he's a Wisconsin guy from Neenah who's living out his dream right now, and he is on a dream kind of run for his team right now.
Well, and the way he's doing it, right? Like, with what he did tonight, he could have jacked up so many more shots after that. But he let it come to him. I mean, 8 of 11, 5 of 7 from 3. Like, there wasn't – I mean, maybe the last shot he took of the game at the end of the shot clock where it got blocked might be the shot to say, I probably shouldn't have taken. But, like, I mean, that's me being ultra critical of him that's what this team is built on, though. You know, you said that about Max Klesman. How about Connor Asigian coming in, finding his role? Kamari McGee coming in and finding his role. I think that locker room is a bunch of unselfish guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk about a lot of a secret sauce, right? Like, that you put into a team. And not every team has that. There's some teams that are good that don't have that chemistry, that don't have that bonding going on. I think this team has that bonding on top of being very good as well.
Yeah, which, I mean, you've lived this when you get into this time of year when – you know, you're a little beat up, you're hurting, and time of the year, September, or semester break, but now you're in that, you got a long way to go in the season, and you're a target.
Absolutely.
So you better have that chemistry, and I agree with you. I think this team is well
And it's just the way they play off of each other. It's I'm trying to put this the right way. You can see selfish players.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch enough basketball, you know a guy that says, I'm going to go get mine. And it might not be obvious. But at times, it's time for you to go. Like, you can see that. Not once do I see that with this team. And you know, even like AJ, he doesn't force it. I mean, come get slotted in. understands his usage is as high as any player. 28% of his usage of the ball goes through. Like, that's ultra high for Big Ten play. And he still doesn't force shots there. Like, it's just Chucky could shoot the ball a lot more than he does. How about Tyler Wahl could say, oh, now it's my time to go and do something. But none of these guys force any of that. And I think that's what makes his team so special. And to me, that's what Wisconsin basketball is about.
Mm-hmm.
Being unselfish, right? Understanding you're playing for the guy next to you. When you do those things, you can have a very, very good season. And then when you add that specialness to it, whatever that is, right? Like that you just know. Mm-hmm. You just know. And I think we're starting to see some of that. I think it starts with, you know, some of that Northwestern game where, like, it's finally a close game and Max comes out of nowhere and does it. We've seen bits and pieces throughout the year,
mm-hmm.
but it's been, like, that stuff has been really fun to watch. And I think everybody in that locker room knows that. Now they just got to continue to compete.
We will take a break. We'll hear from head coach Greg Gard coming up in 60 seconds. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for lab-grown diamonds? Robert Hack Diamonds sells them at crazy prices. How about 2-carat total weight diamond studs for $999? Robert Hack Diamonds can get any size, shape, or clarity in natural or lab-grown diamonds. Don't buy until you call Robert Hack Diamonds. $999 for a pair of 2-carat diamond studs? Wow! Robert Hack Diamonds in both Greenfield and Brookfield.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. If you love walnuts, they've never tasted better than those baked in O&H Danish Bakery's Maple Walnut Kringle. O&H's blend of pure grade A Canadian maple syrup, cinnamon, and golden California walnuts is a fabulous filling. It's glazed and topped with toasted walnut pieces and drizzled with O&H's sweet icing. So be sure to pick one up this week. Enjoy oven fresh, scratch made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Stretch. When Max Klesman is on one of these runs right now,
he's on a heater.
He is on a heater and a half. A heater and a half. I mean, what he has been doing and, you know, what he does defensively and all the grit and all that, but what he is doing offensively is it kind of puts him in some rare air, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, he's just, and I think the credit needs to go to his teammates too, because they've done a good job of finding him. He's been the recipient of plays of other people. It's been the recipient of the presence of Steve Crowell in the post with 8 assists mm-hmm. coming out of there. He passes it much more than Brian Butch ever did.
Did he
pass it all?
I didn't know what that was.
But, you know, yeah, Max is just really confident. He's aggressive. He's got some toughness to him. He understands what it takes to win. And, you know, this is a group that's – there's a lot of things, you know, I'm sure we'll get into with second half, specifically defensively. But this group is unselfish and shares the ball and have a lot of pieces.
Well, that's what makes this group so special. But I can't remember a stretch from a player that's lasted this long, as far as a guy that's been this high. Can you remember someone?
I'm
throwing you on the spot
yeah,
there,
jinx
but
him.
Like
jinx him. Yeah.
I don't believe in jinxes. I mean, it's just been remarkable. It's been great.
He has, like I said, but it's, again, the credit, I think, because we have so many guys that can score that, okay, he gets caught maybe sometimes where not that people don't forget about him, but, you know, you got to pay attention to Crowell inside, and you got to pay attention to Hepburn and Storr, and Wall's not bad, and, you know, so it just somebody's got to be the leading scorer.
Well, absolutely. And for now, you look at this, now that Max has done what he's done over the last couple of games, how much more space does that open for you offensively? There was a play, you know, where Big Steve gets the ball in the post. Max was the one to pass it in. They weren't leaving Max. They couldn't bring the double team. All of a sudden, Big Steve gets a layup because he buries his guy. Like, that's the fun part for you going into it. Now you get, you know, Max is hot. The defense knows that. And I'm going to give you bad news right now. the country now. Max Klusman is not a glue guy anymore. This was a Friday night marquee game. Everyone's watching it, college basketball. Everybody knows who Max Klusman is now, Coach. I'm going to drop that bad news for you.
Well, that's...
You know, some good news, though. Early in the game, what John Blackwell did for you guys.
I thought our bench was really good, both halves. You know, I thought they really got us going in the first half. I thought they helped to really extended our lead in the second half. I told them in the locker room that the way we fooled around and let the lead slip, I should have left them in longer. I shouldn't have put the starters back in. The bench was doing a better job. So, I think that's the unique part about this team. Kamari gave us good minutes. Gilmore gave us, up and down the lineup, I didn't think, I thought we did a lot of good things by a lot of people.
Boy, Kamari McGee has had a tough health week with the illness, and then today he was out there in a boot, hopefully nothing.
Nothing too serious. We'll see how long it. A little banged up, but I think you'll be fine.
Yep.
I do have to ask, you talk about defensively, right?
Right.
One of those couple of areas, thought very good offensively. You guys have done that. But defensively, when you're scoring the ball at such a high level.
Right.
And then having to exert that energy on the defensive end as well. How hard is that? And now it's about trying to put it all together. I mean, and the beautiful thing about it is you guys still have room to grow, which is a great – I mean, to be where you guys are at right now and still knowing that there's room to grow, it's somewhat exciting from the outside. Now, as a head coach, maybe not so much saying, hey,
it gives us a lot to work on. I mean, as I just spent some time with the team now. They understand now after, 10 minutes in there with them about – We got a lot of things we got to fix, and a lot of things we got to get better at, because it's great. I like scoring the ball too, but if you want to go where you say you want to go, guys, we got to be a complete team. So we got work to do.
All right. Well, I'll let you enjoy this for a few hours before you get back to work. So,
all right.
Congrats.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right. Badgers head coach Greg Gard joining us courtside as Wisconsin defeats Indiana tonight 91-79. Off to the barn. Ready?
It is off to the barn.
Yes,
it
sir.
Is. It is. It's always a special place there, and I know it's a special place for a lot of players, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a homecoming somewhat, and it has been for a while.
Yeah, no doubt. For Mr. Wall, Mr. Crow, Mr. Nolan Winter, it's going to be fun. Our coverage, by the way, on Tuesday will start at 5 o'clock, Tuesday afternoon, tip time set for 6 at Williams Arena, Wisconsin and Minnesota. Again, your final tonight, Wisconsin 91, Indiana 79. That'll do it for us. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Lacey Williams. Back in our network studio, this is Matt LePay, hoping you'll join us on Tuesday night as the Badgers take on Minnesota. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
The author, Courtney Cochran, Jolene Jones, good lineup. Oh. So, yeah, I'll definitely be checking that out.
Definitely. And, us native, our native sisters and mothers and relatives, they like the biggest earrings, and so let's go there and get some. That's awesome.
Yeah, I know. So Brooke will be there. I'm sure she'll be there for a little Ninny Johnningus. And I know that Brooke also sells some of Amber's stuff. Amber Bukanaga, who was the costume designer for New Native Theater's last production, A Christmas in El Chapi. And I know Amber's, some of her fashion work, specifically in clothing pieces, have been featured in New York Fashion Week. And I know coming up in February that she'll be out there in New York as well. So come check out some of her beaded pieces. I know I've seen them, and I definitely have my eyes on a few pieces. So
yeah. Well, and they're fun too. And she'll be doing, she has designs for our scarves too at Native Roots Trading Post. So that's awesome. And she's an awesome person and a great artist. And my daughter and Wendy will be at that art show this year. Jaleesa and Wendy will be at that art show in New York this year.
The Fashion Week.
Yeah, the Fashion Week.
New York Fashion Week.
Thank you.
That's huge. Yeah, that's a great thing to be a part of and just have Native representation out there. One thing, too, that we mentioned in the previous segment, the Electric Indian release, the documentary on Henry Boucher will be releasing at the end of this month in January. And that is produced by Leah Hale. Mm-hmm. And she'll actually be joining us next Monday with Dr. Stately on Native Roots Radio. So that'll be a good time.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. And Dr. Stately's sons are in that documentary, and kind of sounded like last week Dr. Stately was saying that they were playing the young, doing a reenactment kind of thing in the documentary. What I see, that style is happening a lot lately of a documentary, that they'll be, you know, reenacting some of the greatness of the great late Henry Boucher, that passed away this past year. And so it'll be great to see, and we'll be there getting tickets to see that too, and it'll be a great guest.
Yeah, exactly. Well, to talk a little bit more about Leah, she comes from the Sisseton, Wahpeton, Dakota, and Dene Nations, and she's a resident here in St. Paul, Minnesota. She's a producer for Twin Cities PBS and is best known for her first feature documentary, The People's Protectors, Vision Maker Media Grant Production, and winner of the 2015 Upper Midwest Emmy Award for Outstanding Cultural Documentary.
Wow. Yeah, that should be an applause there. If I push the right button, that's an awesome deal. What else is going on, Haley?
Well, we were talking about, I know we've talked about Robbie Robertson, and of course we've talked about the film Killers of the Flower Moon plenty of times on here. But I know Robbie Robertson and his scores for that film were up for a lot of awards. And Robbie Robertson, if you know, our listeners might not know who this is. I mean, I'm sure they might, but Robbie was a Canadian musician, but well-known here in the States as well. And he was Cayuga and Mohawk from the Northern Territories.
Right. And he played in the band and with Bob Dylan and all those guys back in the 60s, early 70s. And he's been just representing, you know, the native community for many, many years. And it's really sad to see his passing at 80 years old. Did a lot of great things. Produced Ulala. We play their music for bumper music. He produced that. Mm-hmm. And just, I think he had a lot to do with John Trudell's poetry and music together mixture, and helped produce that. So never afraid to be counted in as a Native American. So he's greatly missed, but he has such a legacy in all this work over the past years. And I know you might have a clip here we could play out. Is that what you want to do, Haley?
Yeah, we could take a listen. This is one of my favorites from the soundtrack, Killers of the Flower Moon. But this is Robbie Robertson. And the title of this song is I'm Still Standing.
Yeah. Let's give her a listen.
I'm here for a reason. The story needs to be told. It lives inside a tradition, deep within the soul. And I can't change the past. It's written in blood, on the trail of tears, where tears became a flood. Yeah, but I'm still standing. I'm still standing. I'm still standing. Under the sun. I know why the coyote cries in the dead of night.
can remember.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. Texas prosecutors have, according to multiple reports, convened a grand jury to consider possible criminal charges over the police response to the Uvalde school shooting. CBS's Catherine Harris.
The news comes just one day after the Justice Department released a scathing report laying out the, quote, critical failures of the officers at the scene. Police waited more than an hour to confront the gunman. 19 students and two teachers were killed.
The Gresham, Oregon Fire Department is slammed with calls due to an ice storm. Battalion Chief Keston Kim Proudfoot.
Most of the crews have gotten 0 to maybe an hour's sleep last night, and then probably the previous nights are about the same.
Actor Alec Baldwin faces an involuntary manslaughter charge in New Mexico for the deadly Rust movie set shooting. He claimed he did not pull the trigger. CBS legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
It also appears that there's a forensic report that says, contrary to what Alec Baldwin said, he did in fact fire the gun.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More people than ever have a job in Wisconsin. State officials are out with their final numbers for December. Department of Workforce Development Chief Economist Dennis Winter.
If you add jobs and pay people, they'll consume more, and consumption drives the U.S. economy. So that feed loop, positive feedback loop keeps circling on itself. We're going to continue to see economic gains and workforce gains.
Wisconsin added more than 2,200 jobs in December. The jobless rate is at a near record low, 3.3%. Reproductive rights will be the topic when Vice President Kamala Harris visits southeastern Wisconsin on Monday. Her remarks come on the 51st anniversary of the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion. Harris railed against a Republican-authored bill in Wisconsin to ban abortions after 14 weeks on Friday. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Even Republicans know what they don't like, Vivek.
As of this moment, we are going to suspend this presidential campaign.
Oh, this is like the Captain Kirk of goodbye speeches. I must leave the race there now.
Is no path to victory.
There is no path for
the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
WRJN.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with some lingering flurries and a low near 5 above, but wind chills 5 to 10 below. Sun returns for tomorrow and a little warmer. Highs in the mid-teens and up to around 20 with sunshine for Sunday. Currently we're at 8.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go,
this
go, go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
I was born on the bank of the Washita River. And a guy walked the
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon.
Hey, give and give plenty. We really appreciate everyone that gave over the time of COVID. We really needed that funding and to keep going on our radio show. So I really appreciate that. Hey, we're here with Justin Broken Rope and a first of all, I really love your name, and it's good to see you again. And second off, we just played a little bit of music there, and let's talk a little bit about that. But first, I'd love to have you introduce yourself again to our audience.
Sure. Oh, Madaki Epi, Justice Broker, no Pamaki Epido, Jante Washte, Nape Chiz Epido, Sichanko, Yanke, Hemataha, Nakuona, Watecha Records, Wawa, Dakekte. Hello, my relatives. My name's Justice Brokenrope. I'm enrolled over at Rosebud Reservation, South Dakota. Today, I'm going to talk about Watecha Records.
Yeah, let's get right into it. We just played a little cut there that you're working with. Let's talk a little bit about Watecha Records.
Yeah, so Watecha Records basically is kind of a project that I started a little over a year ago. I've been collecting records for, I don't know, since I was in middle school or something. And at a certain point realized that these records I was collecting and like these bands I was finding out about intersected with kind of our cultural identity. And so I started just picking up any Native records that I would find. And these would usually be like country or folk or like 60s, 70s rock records. And a lot of them were kind of underground artists or never made it off their reservations. And so I thought at this point in time, I should start trying to catalog these and upload them and ideally make them more accessible and available for their families and communities that they came from. So yeah, for the past year, I've been trying to document and kind of archive these records and then concurrently with that DJing them as well.
Wow, that's awesome. Where can people find the records you have documented so far?
The ones that I've digitized, they go up on YouTube. Usually I try and get 3 or 4 albums up a month. And then everything is also posted on an Instagram account. And both of those are watecha.records, watecha.records. But yeah, everything goes up on there, and I still have probably a couple hundred records I haven't digitized yet. So it's going to be an ongoing thing.
Well, that's awesome. So do you just put the picture of the album up for YouTube? Is that how people can visually see it too?
Yep. Yeah, I'll scan or take a photo of the sleeve of the jacket, the front and the back, and then any other information usually that I can put on the description, like if you can find out who's in the band or what families they're from, reservations, etc.
Wow. That's awesome. I love history, and that's history, and that's unmarked history too. And especially in those days when you could cut an album and basically sell it and promote it yourself, it isn't so controlled like the record companies are nowadays. So who are some of your favorite, what are some of your favorite albums that you've discovered? And I want to ask you too, what were you surprised about, you know, what surprised you the most?
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe when someone asked me that question, like, well, who's your favorite Native rock band? It's hard to pick one, but this band Sugluk comes to mind. They're like mid-70s band up in Canada, First Nations Inuit band. And they just sound like their reservations version of CCR. They absolutely rock. And when you listen to, you know, that people were going buck wild at wherever they were playing back in the day. And I've seen photos of them, and yeah, I mean, wearing the leather fringe jackets and bell bottoms and boots. And I don't know, that's probably my favorite band that I've come across through this. I'm Lakota, so Buddy Redbow is a huge one for me. Winterhawk, Morris Belknap, I think he's an Apache country guy in the early 70s. So those are some of the ones that I go back to and default to as my favorites. But it's kind of this ongoing thing where this is, like you were saying, kind of something that hasn't been documented much at all. And so I keep finding things. And a lot of it's been overlooked because, yeah, these were Native artists back in the day when it wasn't popular to be a Native artist and they weren't able to get off the reservation or get much radio play. And so these things are out there and they haven't been digitized. They're not on Spotify, not on YouTube a lot of the time. So just trying to find them and bring them out to a wider audience when I can.
That's awesome. So in this process, have you found anyone that's in these bands, or have they reached out to you, or is anyone go, that's my record, or that's my uncle's record?
Yeah, actually, and that's kind of where the most rewarding part of this is on the YouTube videos, their relatives will comment a lot of the time. And that's been, you know, it's brought tears to my eyes a couple of times where I'll see someone who, you know, it's like, oh, my grandma used to play this record while she was cooking. I haven't heard it in 40 years. Or, yeah, we used to sing this song when we were in boarding school. Like, it's just, some of them can be really heavy, but they're always coming from a really positive place. And it's just great to be able to, I don't know, we live in this era where you can upload anything at any time, but when someone can connect with music like that again that they maybe haven't heard in 40, 50 years, you know, I think that's really powerful. And so for me, that's the most important part, is trying to get these records out there and making it so people can hear them again, because they're hard to find and a lot of them are really expensive sometimes because they're so rare. But I want the families and the communities they're from to hear them first and foremost.
That's amazing. You could almost do a whole show on that, do a podcast or whatever on that, because music's good medicine. I was going to ask you, too, were there any Chicago-like bands back that you've run into, a horn band of any kind? Because I played trumpet for 40 years.
Yeah, I think maybe Archie Kavanaugh, I believe. I can't remember what tribe he is from. One of his records got reissued, but that's more kind of on like almost, there's a lot of like disco beats, but adult contemporary. And so a lot of horns and things like that on that. But yeah, I can send you some stuff that I know of if you track down too.
That would be cool. And it would be really cool too, is that if you find somebody, we'd love to have you have them come on and interview them on Native Roots Radio. That would be really cool. Cause that's a gold mine. That's history. That's music, as you know, with the powwows and all the different songs we have, really hit us in our heart. And so, you know, there's, you know, we were making music and we were also in the music business, and, you know, not just Robbie Robertson, but thank goodness he was around for when he was around. And mm-hmm. and we can't add Buffy St. Marie anymore. Oh, we can have a album burning a night or something here on Native Roots Radio. But there's more, and I think that's, in all seriousness, I think that's one of the things that we have to remind ourselves as Native Americans, is that there's a lot more artists out there that are being portrayed, whether it's actors, singers, that are Native American, that are, you know, not getting the thumbs up okayed by our white community, but are been in our Native community all these years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I just want to make sure that, these albums and these bands can be heard by the people that heard them first and who they were made for. And, I don't know. I just think that's so genuine. And a lot of the times they're talking about their communities or what they were doing to have fun, like anything going on at that time back then. But yeah, it's from a real place, and it's from kind of the overlooked artists of the genre back in the day. So
when you DJ, tell us a little bit about that. So I think of a DJ because I'm a hip dude from an NWA era. It's not the same kind of, DJing. It's more of playing these music through. Tell us a little bit about that, and where and what we would expect to hear and see when you do that.
Yeah, so I do physical, like, DJing at events. I have turntables, and you know, in the Twin Cities, it's been like, yeah, Four Sisters Farmers Market, that Ouamni Water Festival, things like that I'll get invited to. I DJed an Indigenous film event at the Walker recently. So I do that, and yeah, I people can book me for doing those sort of things. And then I also have a couple radio shows that have streamed from these platforms, Beloved out of Chicago, and then NTS that's based in London. And so those are nice because I get to create the whole recording in Dakota. So any of me yammering on during the session is all in Dakota. There's no English spoken on them. So that is in line with the kind of my language revitalization component, where we're creating more media in Dakota and Lakota to have out there. So yeah, those are kind of the main two outlets that I have for doing this.
Well, let's play. You know, what do you want to say about the band that we're playing right now?
This is Washita Love Child by Jesse Davis, Kiowa guitarist from Oklahoma, but he did sessions with George Harrison, Clapton, Taj Mahal. Just wrote a bunch of bangers and a true rocker.
Wow. Hey, let's talk about the YouTube. What's the YouTube called again?
The YouTube's watecha.records, watecha.records, and it's the same with Instagram as well. And then that's also my email for contacting me for gigs or information, things like that. So it's out there, but yeah, if you just look up Watecha Records on Google, you'll find some stuff. And hopefully a record awesome. That you haven't heard in 30, 40 years.
Justin, we got to do this again and have a longer segment because I think there's more we can dive into. Hey, thanks for coming in, and let's catch up again. And Pini Gigi, thank you for all your other work too, as a language instructor. And keeping our native community alive.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month. Right here on AM 950.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
No matter if you're eating out or cooking something at home, eatlocalminnesota.com has you covered with a list of locally owned restaurants and food purveyors. Locally owned Vinaigrette has been offering the finest olive oil and vinegar since 2009. Reintroduce yourself to all the many flavors by tasting before you buy. From darker white balsamic to cold-pressed extra virgin olive oil from all over the world, there is something for everyone. Vinaigrette, located at 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis, or at vinaigrettemn.com. The Park Tavern is your go-to destination for fun. Enjoy the fantastic food like their pizzas, burgers, and sandwiches, the best bowling in Minnesota, their wildly popular outdoor patio, great drink specials, all the big games on their numerous screens, and it's the perfect place for your next private event, even large gatherings for over 200. The Park Tavern is your go-to destination for everyone. Have fun at the Park Tavern, Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How?
How?
Hey, it's Fun Fact Friday, and we got Wendy on the line here, and I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy. Wendy has been an animal advocate for many years, and she's a founder of Native Roots Radio, and we're celebrating 7 years this month, and I just want to say a big peenie thank you, Wendy, for all your support and being on every show for 6.5 years.
Wow. Well, I really appreciate that, Robert. Thank you, Haley. I hope it lasts for 17 years.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, Haley will be the host then, and I'll be in the elder chair pointing at stuff angrily.
Yeah.
Well, hey, we've been doing our sacred animal section for all these years, and I know you do a Fun Fact Friday, but I remember in the beginning, I only gave you 2 minutes, and then it went all the way up to a segment, and then we did Pilots Progressive Party, and then that was pretty much your show, and you could talk about anything you want, and here we are with a standing segment for you anytime to come on and talk about our sacred relatives.
Yeah. Well, hey, everybody. My name is Hana Jihitani. That means cares to them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hana Jingo, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. And it's always my pleasure to do that. And I have a little article here from the Humane Society of the United States, and it's talks about 5 ways to protect your pets in winter.
Great.
And we are in the grips of really, really cold weather right now. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to skip down to the bottom because the last thing that they ask you to do is to seek help. And to, if you see an animal who's in distress, who's locked outside, who's tied up outside, to do something about it. Just don't, you know, turn the other way and pretend and think that the dog is okay or the cat is okay, because it's not. Mm-hmm. So call your local, you know, local authorities. You could try and go over and talk with the owner and see what happens. That's usually not always a good idea. But anyway, keep your pets sheltered. And the Humane Society of the United States, the first sentence is keep your pets inside with you and your family, because they are, right? They are family members.
Yeah.
Under no circumstances should pet cats be left outdoors, even if they roam outside during other seasons. Mm. Dogs are happiest when taken out frequently for walks and exercise, but keep them inside the rest of the time. Don't leave pets outdoors when the temperature drops. Mm. If your dog is outside much of the day for any reason, they must be protected by a dry, draft-free shelter that is large enough to allow them to move comfortably, but small enough to hold in body heat. The floor should be raised a few inches from the ground and covered with cedar shavings or straw. They say like let blankets and towels get wet and get damp, and they actually cause more harm than good.
Oh.
Yeah. The doorway should be covered with a waterproof burlap or heavy plastic. Pets who spend a lot of time outdoors need some food and water, because keeping warm depletes energy. Routinely check your pet's water dish to make certain the water is fresh and unfrozen. Use plastic food and water bowls when the temperature is low. Your pet's tongue can stick and freeze to metal.
If
you have a pet, keep it inside. End of story.
Yeah.
If you see something, say something. Bundle up and wipe down. No matter what the temperature is, wind chill can threaten a pet's life. Mm. Exposed skin on noses, ears, and paw pads are at risk for frostbite and hypothermia during extreme cold snaps. For this reason, short-haired dogs often feel more comfortable wearing a sweater, even during short walks. I know our Chihuahuas, you know what? There's a cute little video out there on TikTok about a little, is it an American Greyhound? The real small Greyhound?
Mm-hmm.
And this dog is like, they have them in like a whole suit with earmuffs and little boots and everything for him to go outside. So
Mickey wouldn't deal with that. He was into his own fashion. Mickey, our old Chihuahua.
I know. It's so cute though. The dog seemed to like it though and went outside to play with all that stuff on them. But rock salt and other chemicals used to melt snow and ice irritate the pads of your pet's feet. So wipe all the paws with a damp towel before your pet licks them and irritates their mouth. I didn't know that. I wipe Wanda's paws when we get back just because they're wet. And I don't want it all over the floor. I don't want it to go all over the couch. I don't want it, you know, in our bed. So that's why I do it. I didn't realize, it didn't even occur to me that that salt and the other chemicals, if she licks it, could irritate her mouth. But that makes perfect sense, you know?
Definitely. Well, I know in years past, Wendy, you've put together heated apartments for our animals out there, not the raccoons, but we have possums. And I remember one year with one of your houses, there was a little teeny mouse that was living in that big old.
I know. I don't care who lives in it or who utilizes the warm space, as long as somebody's warm. I don't care who it is. Yeah, so it's just a tote, a plastic tote with a little cutout house. You know, a little door, and then inside there's styrofoam, and then in between the styrofoam and the plastic tote is like for insulation. You put like cedar chips and pack it in there really good, and then put the top on. And I have some fabric that I cut for like a doorway so that the animal could go in and out, and then these little flaps like come down and keep the, you know, the wind from going inside. And I buy like a outdoor heating pad for animals and put it in there with cedar chips on top. So, and then it's plugged in. It uses minimal electric. I mean, you wouldn't even notice it. That's how little electric it uses. But, you know, I mean, it could be the difference between life and death for an animal. Oh, there goes Wanda.
Wanda. So, Wanda agrees.
And we did have mice living in that house, so that's okay. Aww. As long as somebody uses it, that's okay.
I think Wanda.
Did we talk about antifreeze?
Oh, no, we haven't.
Yeah, okay. So remove common poison. Antifreeze, which you use a lot in the winter, right?
Right.
It's a deadly poison, but it has a sweet taste that may attract animals and children. So really be careful. So wipe up any antifreeze spills immediately and keep it in all household chemicals out of the reach.
Yeah.
Coolants and antifreeze made with propylene glycol are less toxic to pets, wildlife, and family. Dogs are at particular risk of salt poisoning in winter due to the rock salt used in many areas. Often when licking it, like we said before, often when licking it from their paws after a walk. Pour de-icing salt in a safe place and wipe your dog's paws even after a short walk. And I will continue to do that. So let's see. They talk about horses too. So if you have a horse, of course you want to keep them in a barn or a three-sided run so they can escape the wind and cold. And then again, I'm going to say it again. Speak out. If you see something, say something. Yeah. Don't let animals suffer in this cold weather. And hopefully the weather will turn around quickly.
Well, thank you so much, Wendy, and happy 7 years on Native Roots Radio. And enjoy your day with little Wanda, and keep her cool and keep her fun.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Robert. Thanks, Haley.
Thanks, Wendy.
All right. Hey, if you're listening to the show, you're part of the resistance. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier now.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
WRJN.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's live in the lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. There is fresh snow on the ground from Washington, D.C. into New England. Cold air.